The great thing about Atlas Butler is they do it all. Heating, cooling, plumbing. Look, I'm busy with work. I don't have time to wait around or deal with lots of people. One company, one call, and they do it all. Wonder if they'll clean out my inbox. Seriously, offer that service. Please.
Atlas Butler is at your service. Call 1-800-FURNACE.
Atlas Butler has convenient 2-hour service windows for heating, cooling, and plumbing service. Because nobody likes waiting around. You listening, BMB? Nobody likes waiting around.
Call 1-800-FURNACE.
0141-951-1025. It's time to talk football. It's Clyde One Super Scoreboard.
Good evening and welcome to Clyde One Super Scoreboard. Celtic are underway in Romania with a much changed starting lineup. It's a huge night for Rangers as they try to seal their passage to the next round, and Stephen Robinson hopes to build on a positive Ibrox showing in the reverse fixture this weekend. I'm Gordon Duncan. Joining me tonight is Gordon Dalziel and Mark Wilson.
Well, you rightly said, Gordon, all eyes will be on Ibrox this evening. The Celtic game against Cluj, pretty meaningless, but there'll be a wee bit of interest and see how a few of the younger ones do. But Ibrox is a place to look at and how Rangers respond to what's been a disappointing start to the week. You know, played very well against Celtic but didn't get a result. Tonight I think they would take the opposite, a play not so well but getting a result, because a loss against Celtic in a cup final, going out of Europe on a Thursday night, and possibly, or we know, a very difficult tie going to Motherwell on Sunday. Very difficult week for Steven Gerrard, but a win and progressing can ease some of the pain of Sunday.
Yeah, the important game tonight is at 8 o'clock at Ibrox, Gordon. Full house there, terrific atmosphere. Great opportunity for Rangers to join Celtic. I think they will be positive. I think they can get that result they're looking for. On the other hand, we're watching Celtic v Cluj just now, and Neil Lennon sitting back with the luxury that he can change 90 starting 11 that won the cup on Sunday. Gives one or two young boys an opportunity, gets one or two other players a bit of fitness as well. So it's all positive for them. We just hope it'll be all positive for Rangers as well.
The big one is in Glasgow later on, so Rangers fans, get in touch. This is the perfect time for you to give us a call. Let us know how confident you're feeling. How do you see the game going? And who should play tonight? Some big decisions to be made. The likes of Stephen Davison, always an injury concern. Philippe Hylander. Pick your team, because it's a massive night. Need to seal passage to the next round of the Europa League. So give us a call. Tell us who should play. Tell us how you see it going. 0141 951 1025. We will go to Ibrox very soon and get a flavour of it with Andrew McLean. But just before anything of note happens there, 9.5 minutes on the clock, Cluj nil, Celtic nil. Just to give you the Celtic team if you're just joining us, a few surprises or a few people that we don't often see in there. So it's Gordon and goal, a back four of Bauer, Beaton, Julian and Bolingoli. Young Scott Robertson comes into midfield alongside Olivier and Cham. Then it's Mikey Johnson, Lewis Morgan and Scott Sinclair behind Lee Griffiths. On the bench, Hazard, Taylor, Bio, Ayer, Forrest and youngster Grant Savory and Karamoko Dembele. So Mark, that's about as experimental a Celtic lineup as you will ever see in Europe, I would imagine.
Yeah, well, the big one is young Scott Robertson. You know, a lot of Celtic fans going along would have probably seen him in development games, reserve games, maybe a wee bit here and there in pre-season. And it's always good to see these young players get their chance, especially in the European stage. I must say, 10 minutes in, he looks very, very comfortable on the ball. He's the one that's starting most of the moves for Celtic, so he's caught the eye in these opening stages. But guys like Mikey Johnson, who have really been good of late, but just still getting fitness. Scott Sinclair, people say, where's he been? He's got a chance tonight. And the big one up front, Lee Griffiths. Where was he on Sunday? Not included in the substitutes, but tonight he's got his chance. This will do him the world of good, but it's all about how he performs and where his Celtic career goes from here.
So Celtic fans, what do you make of that starting 11? Who are you looking forward to seeing? What are you made of them so far? 0141 951 1025. But Rangers fans, let's preview that one first, because it's a massive game at Ibrox tonight. How do you see it going? Who do you want to play? Come on here and pick your team. 0141 951 1025. Let's go to Ibrox and speak to Andrew McLean, looking ahead to the game.
Yeah, well, I'll avoid any tenuous links about the general election and whether Steven Gerrard will have Rangers in or out of Europe by the end of play today, but it is a massive night here at Ibrox for the club. 9 years since Rangers made it to the knockout stages of European competition, and what a chance they've given themselves tonight. A win guarantees them top spot in the group. A draw definitely secures a place in the last 32, and they can even go through if they lose. That's as long as Porto don't beat Feyenoord in Portugal tonight. They, of course, took a real hit by not being able to topple Celtic at Hampden on Sunday. Steven Gerrard saying it's time to bounce back and become the first Rangers team to top a European group. And just to be the uber optimist, if Celtic and Rangers both win tonight, it will boost the coefficient so much that we'll almost certainly be guaranteed two spots in the Champions League qualifiers for the 2021-22 season. So no pressure, lads. And as for early team news, Philip Hellander definitely misses this one with a foot injury. So Nikola Katic is set to start this one. Stephen Davis also out again for this one. Steven Gerrard saying that yesterday. I'll bring you full team news when it drops.
Just a reminder, just to underline it for people listening, Andrew, the permutations tonight for Rangers, how straightforward is it?
Yeah, so basically all you need to know is that if Porto beat Feyenoord in Portugal tonight and Rangers lose, that is the only way that Rangers cannot progress from the group. Any other permutation, if Rangers win or Rangers draw, they're definitely through. And even if Rangers lose, they can still go through as long as Porto don't beat Feyenoord.
Follow that, Gordon?
Yes, I've got that, but I don't think it'll come to that, Gordon. I think Rangers will respond. I think it's a terrific opportunity for them. You can't take things for granted, any game at all. You watched the cup final on Sunday and Rangers dominated most of that game and ended up losing it. So they've got to be careful tonight, but I think that the manager will have calmed them down. I heard his interview about they've had two really good positive sessions, Gordon, which helps. And I just think they'll come out firing on all cylinders tonight. I think they will have too much.
I think when you see how they played against them in the first leg, I know they lose a couple of late goals in that game, but for long periods of that game, Rangers were on top. I think they can take confidence from that, especially with it being at home. The only thing is how they deal with a hangover. It's all right, you know, Steven Gerrard coming out and saying we've had two really positive sessions. I don't know about that. I think the players will still be a bit down. But the one thing they can be positive about is that they more than matched this side they played against away from home. At home, Rangers are a different side. I think tonight they will go through. I think they'll win the game. But again, so important how they start.
Right, let's get the thoughts of Gary. He's a Rangers fan, first up tonight from Newton Mearns. Hi, Gary.
Hiya, good evening. Thanks for taking my call.
Hi, Gary.
Hi, Gordon. How you doing?
Yeah, I was in your gym today. I didn't see you. Obviously, you're neglecting yourself.
Yeah, I was mentally training for another battle tonight, like Sunday.
Well, right. Well avoided. That's fine, Gary. I don't mind that at all. How do you see it going tonight?
I think if Rangers play the same as the first hour on Sunday, I think it'll be absolutely fine. I thought Rangers played really well on Sunday. It's probably our best out of the season. It's just such a shame that obviously none of the chances went in. But provided we play like that, I just don't see it being a problem tonight as long as we can just score.
Yeah, I mean, this goes back to, can you take positives from the performance, or are you a bit down because of the outcome? That's ultimately the balance tonight, or that's the question for Rangers going into this game.
I was listening to Mark there, and we've played in finals. Obviously, Mark probably won more than me. But you after the cup final, yeah, you're disappointed. It's a couple of days, but no better game than tonight. Gordon, what an opportunity! As Steven Gerrard said as well, they've been working on this since June, July to get this opportunity. I think the hangover of the disappointment will be well gone. You walk out that tunnel, the atmosphere will be terrific. The fans will be behind the Rangers players. Everyone's come on and praised them. They've not had any negative stick at all. Only the odd occasion they were talking, well, Morelos should take some chances, blah, blah, blah. But that happens for a striker. He might go out tonight and bang in a few goals, important goals. So I just think it's a positive feeling tonight at Ibrox. And if they come out and play anywhere, you know, near their best, it will be good enough.
Mark, you said, and this is not a hindsight thing, you said before the game on Sunday that in your personal experience you found that the defeats stayed with you longer than the victories.
Yeah.
Does that get perhaps wiped out though by the fact that, as Gordon says, it was a positive performance and there's not really been the same criticism that would usually come with losing a cup final?
I guess it's personal. My personal opinion, losing a cup final to your old firm rivals stayed with me regardless of how it played. So it's personal how these Rangers players take that. But
how long did they stay with you, Mark?
Listen,
still with you?
No, still with me.
I think getting beaten, beat the pundit stays with you. Never mind cup final.
That just shows you how personal I am. But the one thing I agree with Daz is that a European game wasn't just round the corner. When I lost that final, you know, so it's, you could probably see that as a fortunate thing for these Rangers players, that their full focus and concentration was back into training the next day and focusing on this game coming up. And they aren't going to turn up tonight and it's going to be a poor atmosphere, because it's a European game, because it's the last group game. They know what they want to do, they know what they need to do, should I say. The fans will be rocking. It'll not be like a face in a midweek league game where it would have been a bit down. So totally different situation, and I think the Rangers players will stand up to the challenge. It'll be difficult, but I keep going back to it, it's how they start. If they start with any slackness, you know, young boys will pounce on that. They will be speaking about how disappointing Rangers should be after losing a cup final, and if they give them even an inch, young boys will exploit that.
I'm thinking back to Steven Gerrard's time, Gary, there really haven't been any European disappointments when you think about it, because the expectation level wasn't really there at the start following progress the season before. But to get there last season and then to do the same this season and even be in with a shout, there's not really been any negativity surrounding Rangers in Europe in the last couple of seasons. That must give you confidence.
I think Rangers have done great in Europe. I really do. Can I make two other very, very quick points? That first of all, you don't want to start singling out and slagging players off, which I honestly am really reluctant to do. But I think that I think Ryan Kent had a really, really disappointing game on Sunday, and I'm sure he will be absolutely, extremely motivated tonight. The other point, lastly, is I'd really love to see Greg Stewart getting a game tonight. I hope he does. I really do.
That's interesting. That then on Ryan Kent, Gary. So you say he was disappointing at the weekend, but that's not enough to see him dropped tonight. You want to see him stay in the team and try and make up for it. Is that the way you're going?
Yeah, I think he's a fabulous player. A fabulous player can have a poor game. I just thought he had a poor game on Sunday. And to be honest with you, I didn't think he played particularly well at the Tawdry either. But at home tonight, he knows, you know, they know how important this is. I'm sure he'll be really up for it tonight.
Okay, thank you very much. That was Gary in Newton Mearns kicking things off on 01419511025. Craig Gordon's just had to make a smart save to keep Celtic in this one. It's been a pretty even game, I think you would say, Gordon. Celtic have looked alright at times, but it's Cluj have had the last couple of sights of goal. 20 minutes gone and it's 0-0.
I think the best chance of the game came there, Gordon. I think Mikey Johnston looks sharp when he gets on the ball. He's very positive. But Craig Gordon, I've always said that I think he's a very, very good goalkeeper. And he's out to prove a point tonight, whether he's got a Celtic career or not, because Fraser Foster, everybody wants him back. They want him on a permanent deal. It's up to Craig Gordon to go out there and show that he can still be a part of it, or any other team watching to go and take him and where he can guarantee himself a game. But he's still a good, good goalkeeper.
Right, Scott's next up in Postle Park. As a Rangers fan, Scott, with just a couple of hours to go, how would you sum up how you're feeling?
Hi guys, just a wee point to make. Even though I think we will qualify tonight, I'm really nervous, because even though we played brilliant on Sunday, like Barry Ferguson said in the papers, I'd have still rather played bad and won. You know what I mean? And I heard Steven Gerrard saying that they've had two good training sessions and that, but that's training. Everybody knows that training's different for an actual game, do you know what I mean? I was listening to your last caller there. I know, I think Ryan Kent is only one game he had against Hamilton Accies when he scored the two goals. Apart from that, he's been average.
Yeah, Scott, you know what I mean? Scott, the manager's not going to come out and say, do you know what? See, after that cup final, we've had two shocking training sessions.
So glad you said shocking there. You know what I mean? My mouth for a second.
No, we're fine with this. It's a Thursday night. And I think that he's got to be positive. He's got to sound positive. I totally agree. I think that Ryan Kent will play, but he's got to start stepping up. He's brought in for £7 million, Gordon. Rangers pushed the boat out for this guy. He has got great ability. He can turn games, but He was brought in for these games. He was brought in for, you know, to go up to Aberdeen and get that result and be a big part of it. He was brought in to try and change a cup final, and he's been brought in for these games tonight. So he's got to step up to the plate. I do definitely think he will play, because I would play him, because I think he is good enough. But he's got to start, you know, showing what he can do.
Can I just have another wee point as well, guys?
Absolutely, on you go.
It's just about the defence. I know it seems to be, no matter how bad, I know Tavernier had a good game in that against Celtic. I'm just saying, in general, Tav and Goldson seem to be undroppable. The big boy, Edmondson and Katic, I don't think they've had really bad games. Do you know what I mean? They're first and foremost, they're defenders, and they're good defenders. You know what I mean? Even though Tavernier was played well on Sunday there, I think he plays bang average a lot of times, and his defending is terrible. So I just wonder what your points about that was.
Well, of course, tonight Hylander is injured, Gordon. He's got a foot problem. Mm-hmm. Steven Gerrard saying he thinks it will be relatively short term, but he won't play tonight. So is it simple as that? Is that Nikola Katic all day long?
Well, Mark being a defender, he might have a different opinion. I don't think this is a night for changing too many things, Gordon. I think you get your best 11 on there. It suits your style of play, your formation. Obviously with injuries, and Davis will be a big miss as well, in the middle of the park with his experience. But you get your best players on there, your best 11, and you go for the game. And I think Rangers have got enough in their locker. I wouldn't start changing two centre-halves. And
no, not them both, but like I say, Hylander's injured. So is does Katic just come in there?
Straight swap.
But it's a big night for Katic, because there we go. We've got Scott on, you know, saying that Katic, outstanding defender. And we've had a number of callers on week after week saying Katic is this, Katic is that. But the one guy that matters, Steven Gerrard, doesn't think he's better than Hylander. But tonight, he's got a chance to prove the people who have phoned up the show and many other Rangers fans who are scratching their heads going, why can this guy not get a game? Well, this is his chance to prove that he is better than Hylander. And it's up to Steven Gerrard then to choose.
I would argue the other way, Mark. I'm just throwing something out there because we're leading up to Christmas, but you're looking at, you're talking about Hylander. I would throw the question out, is he better than Goldson?
Well, to be fair, Scott questioned Goldson in his initial call, but I mean, tonight there's
Goldson
not.
And Tavernier.
That debate's not there tonight because Hylander's injured.
I don't think Rangers have got a better fullback than Tavernier.
But
right
the thing
back.
Is, Tavernier and Goldson have been the constants. Whatever changes run about them, Flanagan coming in at left back, Barisic's dropped him out, Hylander coming in, Katic, it's all the change here. Goldson and Tavernier are stick ons every week, no matter what they do. You know, no matter if they make mistakes.
They give away goals and everything.
Well, I mean, every time. James Tavernier has been a great topic of debate on this show ever since he signed, really, ever since he walked in the door at Ibrox. It's obviously gone away a little bit in recent weeks because those high profile errors that Scott referenced, they haven't been happening. Young Boys, of course, was one of the games which he did have a real difficult time this season. Mm-hmm. And I guess he'll be out to try and make amends for that tonight, Gordon.
Yeah, and plus the fact, the manager showed faith in him by making him his captain, Gordon. Now, as I said before, if you come up with, and don't say to me Flanagan, because that's what's going to happen, right? If you come up with someone that will put on in better performances, especially going forward, that Ranger have got than James Tavernier, then I'm happy to debate that. But just now, tonight's game, you play your captain and you play your best right back, and Tavernier's the best right back.
Thank you very much to Scott on the line. What about the rest of you Rangers fans, perhaps going along to the game tonight or settling down to watch it somewhere a bit warmer? Why not get in touch and let us know how you think it's going to go, who you think should play. 01419511025. 25 minutes gone in Romania, Mark. Cluj nil, Celtic nil. Have we missed much?
Not really. Just that probably one clear-cut chance for Cluj where Craig Gordon makes a save. But Celtic, you know, Celtic have passed the ball a bit nicely without really getting any service to Lee Griffiths. But Cluj, probably the last 5 minutes, look like the team more likely to score. But no other clear-cut chances.
01419511025. Perfect time for you to get in touch. And we're going to hear from Steven Gerrard after the travel with Amber.
The great thing about Atlas Butler is they do it all. Heating, cooling, plumbing. Look, I'm busy with work. I don't have time to wait around or deal with lots of people. One company, one call, and they do it all. Wonder if they'll clean out my inbox. Seriously, offer that service. Please.
Atlas Butler is at your service. Call 1-800-FURNACE.
Atlas Butler has convenient 2-hour service windows for heating, cooling, and plumbing service. because nobody likes waiting around. You listening, BMB? Nobody likes waiting around.
Super Scoreboard with Thompson's Personal Injury Solicitors. Getting you full compensation is their goal. Talk to Thompson's.com.
Gordon DL and Mark Wilson here with me, Gordon Duncan, on tonight's Clyde One Super Scoreboard. Half an hour gone in Romania. Cluj nil, Celtic nil. We are building up to that huge game at Ibrox as well. So Rangers fans, good time for you to get in touch. Let us know how you see it going and who you would play from the start tonight. It's obviously been a very busy week, a very busy 10 days or so. We had the Aberdeen game onto the cup final. It's been physically, emotionally draining, you would imagine. Who plays tonight? 01419511025. Twitter is at Clyde SSB. Quick update from Romania, Gordon.
Yeah, just the same, Gordon. Still 0-0. Celtic trying to get the into forward positions, trying to create chances for Griffiths, but I don't think Lee Griffiths will be happy with those crosses coming in for Bauer. 20 feet up in the air, and the goalkeeper just comes out and takes it easily. But Neil Lennon, with 9 changes for that cup final, starting 11, he'll be delighted with the fact they're away from home. And apart from that half chance, I would say, from the 18-yard box that Craig Gordon dealt with brilliantly, then I think they've been comfortable.
He's just made that up. He wasn't even watching.
No, I wasn't.
Sounded convincing, though. I'm joking.
You're no joking. I just wondered.
I was wondering about the traffic, Campbell.
You two are hopeless. Honestly, what chance have you got? Seriously. The big build up really is for the game at Ibrox. It's got a lot of meaning attached to that one. Let's hear from Steven Gerrard.
I think knowing these players and being around them for the 18 months, the majority of them, normally after a setback, they respond in the right way. I think they're a good, humble bunch who are desperate for. To take this club where it wants to be. Fantastic opportunity to swing the whole mood of the football club. I'm told, but you'll have to check the facts, that I don't think a Rangers team's ever topped a four-team group. And if you think about where it was at when we walked in the door, to if we are to get the win, top the group, and go in Europe past Christmas, that's a big achievement for the group and also for the club. For many obvious reasons.
You can tell it's a European tie because Steven Gerrard's translator is scribbling away next to him there. You could hear it quite loud. But yeah, as you would expect, Gordon, he's referencing the previous setbacks that Rangers have had. He feels that he knows the players and they're well equipped to bounce back tonight.
Yeah, he's got every confidence in them, Gordon. I think he will take confidence out the way they played on Sunday, but that's over with now. That's gone. They've got to concentrate in this game tonight. He's a positive guy. You know, he was a top football player, and he'll use that experience in his management career to try and help players in the dressing room, give them that confidence, get them out there. That's what man management's all about. And he's happy with these players. He's brought these players in. This is his team. This is his squad. And he believes in them. So the players have got to believe in themselves. Get out there tonight and get the job done, whether they play well or not. It's not about great football tonight. It's not about, you know, trying to win 3-4-0. It's basically get out there and get the job done.
A wasted opportunity for Celtic. Really good opening for Bolingoli to burst into the box, but he takes a heavy touch and it goes out of play. And Ren are beating Lazio, would you believe? Ren look like the whipping boys of this group. So as things stand, Lazio would be heading out. They came in, I think they're the third in Serie A at the moment. I think they were the last time I checked. They came into the group as top seeds, but it looks like they could crash out. Let's go back to the phones and speak to Victor. Victor's a Rangers fan from Easterhouse. How are you tonight, Victor?
Yeah, not bad.
What's on your mind then? Who should be playing tonight?
Well, I just feel, you know, I watched Flanagan playing in the last old Firm match, you know, and he didn't give the boy that plays up front for Celtic, you know, he was playing for fun at the time. I can't remember what his name was.
James Forrest, probably on that side.
James Forrest, yeah. They took James Forrest off. You know, I would play Flanagan at the back there, and I would play Tavernier in midfield because he's a liability at the back, you know, and I would have Jack and Kamara.
Right, I mean, we've heard that before, Gordon. I'm trying to think back if you are sold on the idea that James Tavernier can somehow move further forward. I don't think you are you?
No, I think that for a fullback, his strengths are seeing the full length of the pitch, Gordon. Coming into that, timing it, getting on the ball, delivery. Yes, we'll go back to the old scenario that the question marks over his defending. I won't argue with that. But tonight, I don't think it's a case of... I think it's a case of, right, you've got two guys that are important to you injured. Can't do anything about that. Keep your strongest team. Keep the team that was mostly at Hampden that played well. And go and get a result. It's not a night for going and saying, stick Flanagan in right back, leave your captain out. Everything like that. You've got
he wasn't
create...
leaving him out. He was just moving.
I'm moving him in midfield. Don't square pegs and round holes. I know Andy Little found that very hard to grasp at the weekend, but if he's listening tonight, we'll explain it again to him. So I just think that you go out there with your solid back four, you change your one centre half, Cattage will come in, and then whoever's in the middle of the park with Jack, and then you get Morelis up front with Kent, and whoever you want to play in the wide areas to give you that bit of pace. It's not a night for experimenting, putting Tavernier in, Gordon. It's about winning tonight.
Victor, it certainly looks like it will be Nikola Katic who goes into the defence rather than George Edmondson for a couple of reasons. Are you happy enough with that?
You speaking to me, yeah?
Yes.
Well, I mean, I must admit, I would play Edmondson. I think he's a better defender than any of the two centre-halves. I mean, I've watched him playing and he jockeys guys. He doesn't dive in. Any time that boy's played with Rangers, you know, he's looked secure to me. I mean, another one as well. What about Stewart? I mean, Stewart come in, you know, against Hearts, scored two goals, dropped him, you know, and he's never been seen again.
Yeah, on George Edmondson, I think he missed training yesterday due to illness. Katic has been the sort of favourite, if you like, or, you know, the third choice. So yeah, there's a number of reasons why it looks like it will be Katic. What about, as Victor mentions, further forward, what about guys like Greg Stewart? Can you see a place for him tonight?
Listen, he can't be far off. I was a bit surprised that he didn't make an appearance on Sunday at some stage. Like Victor's saying there, he comes into the team against Hearts, he makes an impression, he scores two, and you just think that kind of bumps him up the pecking order a bit. But obviously Stephen Gerrard, there's something in Stephen Gerrard that he maybe doesn't trust him in the big games yet, because it looked an ideal opportunity to bring him on in that game. Somebody who could probably, you know, we've seen him score many goals from distance, we've seen him score in the box, he's, you know, he's got pace as well, but he didn't trust him. Tonight it's another huge stage, and going by his team selections in the past regarding Greg Stewart, I wouldn't bet him starting the game tonight either.
I'm thinking back, Gordon, the vast majority of Rangers Europa League games have seen the two wingers play.
Kent and Ojo
Barker. You know, yeah, it seems to be two wingers. I think you have to go back actually to the Young Boys game over there, mm-hmm, when Ojo played, but it was Arfield. Kent didn't play that night, neither did Barker. But for the majority of the Europa League games, he's gone for those two out and out wingers. What would you anticipate tonight?
I think he'll go for the same. I don't think that Stewart will play.
So Kent and who then? Is that the question?
I think he'll
question?
Go for Ojo tonight. I think he would fancy that.
Unused at the weekend?
Yeah. So was Stewart. Barker, I don't know about Barker. The jury's still out for that for me. But Ojo's proved that he can score at home in the European scene as well.
What was that, Victor? I heard you trying to come in there, sorry.
Well, about the boy Little, I mean, he said 10 days, well, about 14 days ago, he says he was 10 days away getting back.
Is this Jordan Jones?
You know, and Jordan Jones, sorry.
Yeah, he's not in the squad at this point, is he? He's not registered because he was injured after the sending off against
Celtic. Anyway, miles
down
the pecking order.
But it does give another wide option, of course, because he is getting back to fitness, as Victor quite rightly points out, just not for tonight.
I mean, it's an area Rangers are particularly strong in, and I know Stephen Gerrard brought these names to the club because he wanted to constantly change things about, but I don't think really any of them have grabbed the jersey. And like a James Forrest, James Forrest is in that starting lineup for Celtic every week. I think they perhaps thought Ryan Kent, £7 million coming in, he was going to grab it, and he'd
well,
be
he
starting.
Has on that side, though, hasn't he? In terms of he plays,
but I think a lot of that's to do with the transfer fee. It's driving that. He plays because he's the marquee player. He's the marquee signing. Like was it Gary earlier on, or Scott, who says probably only that Hamilton Aki's game, that's been his standout performance. In the other games he's played, he hasn't been particularly brilliant. I don't think he's been head and shoulders above, you know, the other guys who have played there. So I think Stephen Gerrard needs one of the guys, at least one of them, to stand up and say, I'm nailed on in your starting lineup, but just now, I don't think any of them have really grasped their opportunity.
Well, I've written the team down, Gordon. I know the team.
Oh, do you? All right, okay.
Yeah.
Are you giving us it?
Yeah, if you want, yeah.
This is your predicted team, is it? Right, yeah. Okay.
McGregor in goals, Tavernier, Cattage and Golson and Barisic. Midfield three, Kamara, Jack, Aribo. Up front, Kent, Morelis and Ojo. And you can put the subs on if he's want. There you go.
Okay. He's confident.
You don't even need to go back to Andrew.
He knows his stuff.
Most of the time,
do you think I'm going to get right there?
Most of the time when you do this, you get a few wrong. So
I think I'm on.
I think you're close tonight.
I think I'm on the money tonight.
All right, thank you very much, Victor, in Easterhouse. Speak to you sometime soon. 01419511025 on the lines. If you would rather tweet, then you can do so at Clyde SSB. Just before we get some Rangers team news, there's 5 minutes till half time in Romania. Cluj against Celtic. Ken is in Cambus Lang. What have you made of it so far, Ken?
Sorry, I've just watched the game. Well, I think with the inexperience that we've got on the part, the Celtic are doing quite well, and I'm quite hopeful of getting a draw. I mean, Lee Griffiths, he's been in space, he's been shouting for the ball a couple of times. I don't know if it's the inexperience of the young boys that are maybe trying to make the victory hard, maybe they're not seeing him, and the ball's not getting to him, and I think it's frustrating Lee a wee bit. In the 36th minute, the referee looks like he's having a right go at Griffiths for something, although I've rewound to the telly and I still can't see why. Gordon doesn't look as big in goal as Foster did, but he's doing quite well tonight, and so far I'm quite happy with the way the young lads are playing for Celtic.
We need to tell Craig Gordon to work on looking bigger.
Yeah,
Gordon.
On his tiptoes. I've got to say, I had a good save early on when I was actually concentrating in the game, rather than worrying about the travel out there for the people that's trying to get home. But I do think that Neil Lennon, 4 minutes to go, Gordon, getting 0-0, you've got a lot of changes. You've got a young lad there, I've got to be honest, Scott Robertson, never seen him playing, never really heard of him. But great tonight to get that experience.
He's been on the bench a couple of times recently.
Yeah, but it's great to get that experience under your belt, Gordon. He's got players there that have been desperate for an opportunity. Griffiths, for instance. Scott Sinclair is another one. Mikey Johnson, I thought, looked very sharp at times when he was on the ball. Ball and goal, he's tried to play himself back into fitness. And I think Craig Gordon's, he's looked okay for 6'4".
Ken brings up Lee Griffiths, Mark. Of course you're looking to see if there are flashes there of an impressive performance, and I'm sure everyone involved with Celtic wants him to have a good performance, but is the main thing really just getting the minutes back in the legs and trying to get back towards full fitness?
Yeah, he needs 90 minutes, and 90 minutes at a good standard. It's okay, you know, playing reserve games or bounce games to get, you know, literally 90 minutes in you, but this is a standard he needs to get back to. I still think tonight, 42 minutes in, I still think he looks a bit short. You know, he had an opportunity a few minutes ago to play a ball to Lewis Morgan, and he underhits the pass, and I still think that sharpness isn't quite there. So tonight's these games here are so important, because he's playing against decent centre-halves, he's getting tested, and that'll make his fitness better, it'll make him sharper, he'll get his touch back. But he needs more of these, and it's how many more of these he's going to get, how many opportunities, because the games are coming thick and fast. We see what a difference Edward makes, and the big games come around, Edward's going to play most of them.
Yeah, young Scott Robertson starting tonight. Ken, you've got Karamoko Dembele on the bench. Is it encouraging to see these guys tonight?
Oh yeah, I'm looking forward to Karamoko Dembele coming on. I mean, Robertson has been doing quite well. I mean, Johnson just had a bad fall there. I thought he took his back, but he seems to be alright. But yeah, I mean, the young lads, I'm quite hopeful for the future. As I say, I'm looking forward to Dembele coming on and seeing what he can do. Hopefully Leo will get the full 90 minutes and benefit properly from it, as Mark was saying there.
Good man, that was Ken in Cambus Lang. Thank you very much for the call. We do have a Rangers starting 11. How does it stack up with Gordon's prediction?
Come on, dear old.
Andrew McLean is there. Give us the verdict, Andrew.
Yeah, well, Gordon DL was adamant that Shea Ojo was going to start this game, so of course he's on the bench for this one. It's just the one change for Rangers going into this one, and it's a forced one as well. Philip Hellander dropping out the squad because of a foot injury, and Nikola Katic comes in. So it's Alan McGregor that starts in goal, a back four of James Tavernier, Connor Goldson, Nikola Katic and Borna Barisic. The midfield three, Scott Arfield, Ryan Jack and Glenn Kamara, with Joe Aribo and Ryan Kent either side of Alfredo Morelos. The substitutes, Fodringham, Flanagan, Halliday, Barker, Ojo, Stewart and Defoe.
There we go, you were only out by one, Gordon, but not that natural width on both sides then. It's similar to what we've seen in the last couple of domestic matches. Looks like, if what we've seen recently is any indication, Scott Arfield plays that deeper role, and then it's Aribo and Kent providing the support to Morelos.
It's basically, I think that he's shown faith in the guys from Sunday, Gordon. He's had to make that change at centre half because of injury. The rest stacks up. I thought he maybe had just freshened up a little bit with Ojo, with that bit of, bit of strength and pace and power going forward, but he can bring him on, as I already said, if he doesn't go with him. But he's really, he's given the confidence to the players who've done so well and unfortunately didn't get over the line on Sunday.
Rangers fans, you've heard the starting 11. This is the perfect time to give us a call and tell us what you think of it. Are you happy? Would you have made some other changes? Let us know. 01419511025, and we'll give you the halftime report from Romania next.
Clyde One Super Scoreboard with Thompson's Personal Injury Solicitors. They play to win every time. Talk to Thompson's.com.
Gordon DL and Mark Wilson are here. We're continuing the build up to kick off at Ibrox, which is an hour and 15 minutes away, but it's half time in Romania. So let's get the story of the first half with Alison Conroy.
Half time it is. Cluj nil, Celtic Cluj. A fairly uneventful first half in this game, of course. Celtic with nothing to play for, Cluj needing at least a draw to ensure that they can qualify for the last 32 along with Celtic. Craig Gordon back in goal had a great save to deny Omrani, giving Cluj the opener in the 18th minute. The near beat-on had a shot easily saved at the other end before, just before the break, Mikey Johnson with the best chance of the game, but his long-range effort was deflected wide of the pass post. So chances few and far between, and it is Cluj nil, Celtic nil.
So there we go, goalless in Romania. Briefly before we move on, anything really to take away from it, Gordon? It's fairly uneventful, but because of the team lineup, you can draw a few conclusions.
I think the manager will take a few positives. I think obviously young Robertson in the middle of the park, he's looked fine for me.
He's done well.
And he's got one or two guys getting a bit of fitness as well, that's well needed. 0-0 at half time away from home, I think Neil Lennon will be sitting in that dressing room quite happy.
Okay, let's go back to the phones. Alan is a Rangers fan from Priest Hill. He's got some thoughts on that lineup tonight. Is that the right call for you, Alan?
Aye, well, I think it's the way it went on Sunday. I thought everybody gave 110%. I don't think they could have gave any more than what they did. And I think the right choice was Katic in for Hollander.
Yeah, is that what we're seeing reflected in the team tonight? The fact that Steven Gerrard not only says that there were plenty of positives from Sunday, he's shown that in his team. He's trying to give those guys that confidence, that chance to go out and build on what he saw as a positive performance.
Exactly, Gordon, that's exactly what he's trying to achieve tonight. He says to the guys, look, played very well on Sunday. Obviously, you've got to give credit to Celtic, they won the cup. But he took a lot of positives out of it, and he's only changed the guy that because of injury, or it would have probably been the same starting 11. Katic comes in there. A lot of the Rangers fans have been shouting for this guy to get his opportunity, so it's up to him tonight. The one thing he's a threat at set plays as well, Gordon. That could be a big plus for Rangers. I just think that the Rangers managers basically showed faith in the guys that put in a good performance at Hampden on Sunday.
The one thing I'm surprised about, and we'll get a scope of it when it actually kicks off, but the Aribo Arfield thing, I thought Rangers played better when the two of them were switched round. When Arfield was the guy that was further forward and Aribo was driving from midfield. And we wondered on Sunday, he played it that way against Hearts, we wondered on Sunday if he would change it back, but he kept Aribo further forward and Arfield deeper. Again, I didn't see Aribo creating anything. I didn't see him driving at the Celtic backline. Arfield, I thought, was very, very quiet. And just me personally, I think a lot of the good stuff that Arfield has done for Rangers in the past, how long it is, year, has came from a further forward position. So that's the thing I'm surprised about. Maybe he'll change it, or maybe he'll stick with it. But Aribo, I think he's always better driving from the midfield rather than receiving the ball as a winger.
Alan, a lot of the European performances so far have seen Ojo playing or Barker. Why do you think those guys haven't been given the nod tonight?
I just don't think they're up to it. Ojo, he just doesn't show anything. Whereas Keller Wright Kent on Sunday, he wasn't in about it. But in recent games, he showed that he has got it. I think he's going to step up to the plate tonight and show it after spending 7 million.
Yeah, I do agree, Alan.
Yeah,
this is the games he's been brought in for. Let's not kid ourselves on. You don't go out and splash $7 million in a player and say, well, you know, as long as you play well against Hamilton, Motherwell, Kilmarnock, no disrespect, I could go on. The big games is what it's all about.
I thought you were going to run through the full Premiership there. I'm glad you didn't.
I couldn't think of our team. but I've got to say, for once, I totally agree with Mark Wilson here.
Ooh.
Oh, I think I'm looking good. No, the fact that he said about Aribo and Arfield, I think Arfield now, I know he's played there most of his career gone, I think he's better for Rangers in the forward position, where he can get into good positions, score goals. And I think Aribo is better in the middle of the park. But somehow the Rangers manager sees it differently, and he's a guy that picks a team, and he's a guy that makes a big decision.
Alan, how confident are you of getting the job done tonight?
I will get it done. It's always a high tempo game at Ibrox in Europe, which you've seen in the last two seasons. If we go out with the right attitude tonight, get an early goal, I think we should go on. If we get a draw, we get a draw, we still qualify. But you've got to go out and win the game and win the group and miss the big guns coming down for the Champions League.
Yeah, I agree that it'd be positive to go and win the group, but I don't say that they have to go and get an early goal. It'd be a great bonus, but they don't have to, because a draw does them tonight. But you don't want to lose an early goal. Everything will be positive as long as Rangers are playing well, as long as they're creating chances, as long as they look like they could go on. It doesn't need to be, you know, we need to score in the first 15-20 minutes. As long as they don't concede anything silly, then I think Rangers will be fine tonight.
Okay, thank you very much. That was Alan, a Rangers fan, from Priest Hill. 01419511025 if you want to join in on the phones. On Twitter, it is at Clyde SSB. It's half time in Romania. Can you see Neil Lennon making any changes at the break? I know Karim Okwudembele's on the bench. Lots of people are intrigued to see what he can offer. Yeah. Who else is on there? The likes of, there are some more established guys there as well. Even Bio is back amongst the subs. We've not seen him in a while.
No, I wouldn't see him changing anything just now. I think it's went fine. They've gave up a couple of chances, but again, Mikey Johnson has one at the other end. Again, important that Lee Griffiths, I think, gets the 90 minutes. Could say the same about Scott Sinclair. I like the look of the young boy Robertson. I think he's looked very calm and assured on the ball, so that will give Celtic fans optimism going forward. So for now, I think he'll go with the same team and see if he can nick a goal, but he'll be fairly happy with how they've performed that first half.
Has Mikey Johnson been the standout performer for Celtic so far?
When he's on the ball, he looks dangerous. He looks positive. I like Mikey Johnson. I think he's got a terrific career in front of him. I think he's a very, very good player. I know a lot of people were crying out for him to even start a game on Sunday, of the impact that he made coming off the bench. But I'm going to go back to my normal. I disagree with Mark. I don't think that Griffiths will get 90 minutes. I think they've got to manage him through, because Mark's right about his fitness. If his fitness isn't up there, his sharpness isn't up there. So I think he'll tire. So I think that, you know, a 70 minutes under his belt, get him off and build it up. So I'll be interested to see what Neil Lennon thinks, but I think he'll go with my side of the argument.
Just a quick recap of that Rangers team, if you missed it. McGregor in goal. It's a back four of Tavernier, Katic, Goldson and Barisic, Kamara, Jack and Arfield, the midfield three, then Kent, Aribo and Morelos in the attack. It's Fotheringham, Defoe, Ojo, Flanagan, Halliday, Barker and Stewart on the bench. This seems like a good chance, Mark Wilson, to give a wee mention to a couple of guys who've done some top work for Cash for Kids in the last couple of days. Neil Wishart and his pal Sean, they have been out walking, and by the way, remember what the weather's been like in the last few days.
Yeah.
They've walked the Fife Coastal Path carrying 20 kilos each, 40 miles a day for 3 days. Blood, sweat and tears. They've raised £1,250 for
20 kilos
on
each.
Their back.
Incredible.
Each. So there we go. And the other part of the story, Mark Wilson, is that you and you and I were meant to go and walk some of it with them. And we met in the small hours of Tuesday morning in a dark car park. It looked a bit dodgy.
All innocent.
Yeah. I've got the photos.
And we were genuinely going to go and join them.
Yeah.
The weather, we need to make this clear. We didn't pull out because of the weather. They told us not to come.
No,
that's the story, and we're sticking to.
We were cheering when we got
when the text arrived.
Anybody remembers Tuesday morning? It was horrendous, and it just shows you how good a job they've done. Because
so the boys went out and achieved it, and these guys drove.
They told us not to come. They told us honestly, I'm telling you.
But a lot of people told me not to jump out that aeroplane. I never got invited, Gordon. I'd have been there with my gagoule on.
I've seen
my 20 kilos on my back.
Do you know why you weren't invited? Because I see you with that dodgy hip, you can't even walk the length of the studio. So we thought we would.
But anyway, well done to the guys. Sorry we couldn't join you.
To Neil and Sean. And you can imagine, one of them's a Celtic fan, one's a Rangers fan. So imagine walking 40 miles on the Monday when you have
just did the game on Sunday. Oh, that would have passed the time.
So fair play to them. Well done to the guys. Mark and Gordon promised they'll come and join you next time.
Yeah.
Once again. Beat the Pundit with the Scottish Sun. For the best football news and opinion
online, thescottishsun.co.uk/football. Beat the Pundit time, your chance to win a signed ball, but you have to get past Mark Wilson or Gordon DL first. I know it sounds easy, but they're not as bad as sometimes we make out. 01419511025. Be quick because the lines close at 7. Clyde One Super Scoreboard with Thompson's Personal Injury Solicitors. Compensation you deserve. When there's been foul play, talk to Thompsons.com. Mark Wilson and Gordon DL here. We've had a goal in Romania and it's for the hosts. Cluj 1, Celtic 0. Burka with the header from a set piece. I'm sure Neil Lennon won't be happy with his defending, Mark Wilson.
No, well, it's a corner kick. It's whipped into a great area just at the front of his 6-yard box. But, you know, when you're picking people up in the box, you've got to stay with them until the danger's cleared. Ball and goalie, I don't know what he's thinking. He's got his man. He switches off for a split second. The ball's perfect and it's his man that heads it into the net. So disappointing start for Celtic in the second half.
Yeah, Cluj 1, Celtic 0. Remember, Celtic already through, already top of the group, ringing the changes tonight. But nevertheless, a poor goal to give away. Let's play this. Beat the Pundit with the Scottish Sun. For the best football news and opinion online, thescottishsun.co.uk/football. Beat the Pundit time. Gordon and Mark are ready. One of them is taking on Andrew from Lindsay. How are you tonight, Andrew?
I'm good, thanks. How are you guys?
Not too bad, thank you very much. You're a Rangers fan, Andrew. Are you in confident mood with about an hour until kick-off? Are you feeling hopeful?
Yeah, there's a lot of pressure on tonight, so I'm just hoping we can get the job done.
Yeah, okay, well, we'll see. Like I say, less than an hour away from kick-off. We've given you the team, but we'll recap it soon if you need it. In terms of Beat the Pundit, if it's heads, you're up against Mark Wilson. And if it's tails, it will be Gordon DL. And it is tails. It's Gordon DL against Andrew from Lindsay. So, Andrew, I'm going to give Gordon DL something else to listen to. And that way he cannot hear us any longer. So he can't cheat. You've got 30 seconds head to head. You can pass. Here is your chance to beat the Pundit. You ready, Andrew?
Yep.
Right, let's do
it. Let's go.
What is the current score between Celtic and Cluj?
1-0 Cluj.
How many Northern Irish managers does the Scottish Premiership have at the moment?
One.
Who's been appointed manager of Napoli?
Vino Gattuso.
Who did Mark Wilson end his playing career with?
Bristol City.
Which Scottish side play their home games at Oakleview?
Pass.
Go on, just guess a Scottish team since it's the last one.
Queen of South, I'm
right. Okay, let's bring Gordon Deal back. Gordon, can you hear us?
Yeah, second half's finished, Gordon.
Same set of questions to you. You ready?
Yeah, go.
What is the current score between Celtic and Cluj?
1-0 Cluj.
How many Northern Irish managers does the Scottish Premiership have at the moment?
None.
Who's just been appointed Napoli manager?
Cattuso.
Who did Mark Wilson end his playing career with?
Dumbarton.
Which Scottish side play their home games at Oakleview?
Stenhedgemuir.
Name any of this season's Champions League group winners.
Pass, can't remember.
Who is the club captain at St Mirren?
McGinn.
What do you think, Andrew?
It's probably... He's just beat me, I think.
Do you think so? Now the good thing is my pen wasn't working all throughout that, so I'm just trying to keep a note of it in my head. Hold on, let me get a new pen.
Daz is honest. He doesn't lie about much.
No, he's an honest man. Right, let's,
what am I supposed to lie about?
What is the current score between Celtic and Cluj? It is 1-0 to Cluj. You both got that right. Well done. How many Northern Irish managers does the Scottish Premiership have at the moment? Yes.
Oh, Scott Robinson, Motherwell.
And Scott Robinson.
Stephen Robinson.
Neil Lennon, Tommy Wright. It's three.
What did I say?
You said none.
Oh, I picked that up wrong.
Right, none of you got it right. Who's been appointed Napoli manager? It is Gattuso. Gordon got it. I'm afraid you didn't, Andrew. So it's 2-1 to Gordon. Who did Mark Wilson end his playing career with? Andrew went for Bristol City. Educated guess.
Dumbarton, the Rock.
You said Dundee,
no,
Dumbarton.
No, you've got to give me that.
Stewards inquiry. Producer Dan says no.
Who was it?
Sorry. Yeah, it was Dumbarton.
Ah, come on, that's ridiculous.
You said Dundee, Dumbarton. You were all over the place.
I said Dumbarton. I never even said.
Or did you say Gattuso, Andrew, for this, for the third one?
Yes, I did.
Oh, yeah, there we go.
All of a sudden, Andrew's falling.
Yeah,
he is, front.
He's level. He's level. He's level. I told you my pen wasn't working. All right. Which Scottish team play their home games at Oakle View? Gordon got that one right, didn't he? So there we go, 3-2 to Gordon.
Good shout.
Name any of this season's Champions League group winners. I mean, you only had the choice of.
Oh no.
Any big team in Europe, really. Barca, Bayern, Juventus, Liverpool, Man City, PSG, Leipzig, Valencia.
Christmas, I've got to get this tight.
You didn't get any of them right. And the club captain, the club captain at St Mirren, you said McGinn.
Yeah.
It's Stephen McGinn. But yeah, unfortunately Paul plays there as well. So we need a bit more. We need you to be a bit more specific.
No, I'm not having this.
I can't give you the surname when there's two of them. It's Stephen. You just said McGinn. It could have been Paul.
Hmm.
No, kidney. Yeah. Yes, his brother.
Nah, we're taking it away from you. But luckily for you, you still win by 3-2. Hard lines, Andrew.
Thanks very much for having me on.
Unlucky,
good man.
Andrew.
Give it a bash sometime. I think the rules are the rules.
I can't believe you never gave me. I would have been upset with the Dumbarton one.
Why?
Because I did say Dumbarton.
You said Dundee first.
You went Dumbarton. It was like Shankland last week. You two, there's always a drama because you can't just deal with beat the pundit in a normal, sensible fashion.
I can deal with another victory under my belt.
It was a victory this week.
Well said.
Don't get me wrong, it wasn't a classic
I
by
don't
any
care
means.
About classic. I'm awful, all though. About winning.
Awful.
But we got there in the end. It's actually it's
Champions League teams.
I was thinking Europa League.
Why? He said Champions League.
I know, but sometimes I don't listen.
Sometimes. Can I just thank anyone out there who took part in Cash for Kids Christmas Jumper Day? Great level of support across the country. So many workplaces, offices, schools, different companies all getting involved. So we do appreciate your support greatly. In fact, we've even got some on in the studio. If you head to Twitter at @ClydeSSB, you'll see the picture. Mark Wilson's definitely got the most adventurous one. Brilliant. Gordon DL's doesn't fit too well, if you ask me.
Mine's is a diet Coca-Cola one.
I'm saying a 2 litre bottle of Coke.
Yours is looking
instead of a can of Coke.
Yours is looking a bit snug, if you don't mind me saying.
Well, it's pure power. It's in behind it with the weights.
And I'll be honest, I had to borrow one. Because I perhaps forgot. But there's a great support network behind us here in the office.
It lights up. You can bake your tatties on that.
It's actually roasting, isn't it, right enough? I'm not going to lie.
I've got to say, I'm very impressed with it.
That's nice, eh?
Right. Very impressed with it.
I had another one that was slightly ruder.
A Giacomo jumper.
Giacomo.
Did he tell you about the one that he didn't wear?
I was going to wear.
Now,
one.
We have to be careful. It's a family show. I don't really know how to describe it, but it's got two deer on it, and they are getting friendly. I don't know. Yeah.
Everybody's happy
is
at
that
Christmas
a PG
time.
Description.
the deer were certainly going at it,
but you decided to go to not bother.
When the thing's cash for kids, yeah. And there would have been a photo.
Yeah,
of,
I think that's
anything.
Probably the best decision.
Nothing worse when you walk in that house and the good lady's got on.
That's plenty. I think we'll move on. I'm just looking at the one you've got on at the moment, though. It does have a fire, which
beautiful.
Sort of picture of a fire, but it kind of lights up and stuff. Is that not the Christmas jumper made famous by Andy Murray when he sits in his grand's chair or whatever it is, looking miserable? Remember the picture when it went viral?
No.
Oh, you're not very social media savvy, but people out there will know. I mean, I think that's the same Christmas jumper that Mark Wilson's wearing.
It's the thing at the side he keeps pressing to put the heater on.
It's a wee button.
I must admit that was quite good.
Pretty good. I had to change the batteries before I came in.
Seriously,
there we go. Plays a wee tune as well, but there you go.
I'm impressed with that.
Right, 56 minutes gone in Romania. Cluj 1, Celtic 0. A disappointing goal for Celtic to lose. It is a much changed team, and they changed it again at the break, Gordon, because Christopher Julian came off and Christopher Ayer came on as Lee Griffiths has a header saved.
Yeah, I think it's something to do with the bookings or something, Gordon. He's just trying to safeguard them. But he changed it. I think he'll be disappointed, as Matt rightly said. You lose a goal from a set play, you've got to do better. It's not the team's cut you open. It's terrific football. It's a good ball into an area that you should be defending. And unfortunately for Celtic, they give the lad a free header and he puts it in the back of the net. But Griffiths, good chance here, just a little bit far out for me, Gordon, with that header. You've got to put a lot of power, generally a lot of power in that to score. But Celtic will feel they're still in this game. It's only 1-0.
Mark, how will Neil Lennon be approaching this? Because he's obviously going to say the right things. They want to win the game. They certainly don't want to lose the game. But it speaks for itself in terms of how important he really thinks it is when you look at the players he left behind. So how do you think he'll be feeling at the moment?
I don't actually think he'll be that bothered, if I'm totally honest. I think the way his team's played has been okay. He'll be happy with the younger one, Scott Robertson, you know, probably Mikey Johnson he'll be happy with. The rest have been okay, I suggest. But I mean, the big thing is keeping his big guns ready for the meaningful league games, and there was no point in risking him for today's game. So I know he comes out and says all the right things, and you know, this is important to us, but really, after the week they've had, the energy levels they put into the cup final, the travel arrangements, I think he'll be actually happy enough at 1-0. And they've always got a chance of getting back in it when you've got a front four like they've got in the park just now.
Yeah, so we're just approaching the hour mark in Romania. Cluj 1, Celtic 0. Some disappointing defending for Celtic. Moritz Bauer's just giving the ball away in a terrible area as well. We're going to go back to Ibrox in just a second. In fact, let's try it now. Is Andrew McLean, are you still with us?
Yes, I am.
You are. Some interesting comments or quotes, I should say, in the matchday programme tonight from Alfredo Morelos, because we don't hear from him very often. I know his English perhaps isn't up to a level where he's comfortable going in front of cameras or microphones, and we don't really hear from him. But there are some quotes from him in the matchday programme, am I right?
Yeah, there's a sort of question and answer that Rangers have done with him. I mean, we've not had the chance to speak to him as sort of external media at all yet so far in his, what is it, 2.5 years now that he's been at Rangers. And I actually think that this is the first proper translated interview, sort of sit-down interview that he's done with Rangers. I've had a sort of skim through it while I've been sat here listening to the show. And probably the most interesting is, you know, the club asked him about his improvement on discipline, the fact he had 5 red cards last season and the fact he's got none this season. And he says, this subject is already in the past for me. The advice I got from the manager has helped me a lot and from the coaching team as well. He goes on to say that his teammates have also taught him that they've got to be calmer on the field. He says, I can't take out so much on referees, and I have to play to prove what I know and the talent in my work. That's what I've done, and I get a lot less cards. I haven't got a single red card yet this season, and that's very positive for me.
There we go. Hearing, or as close as we get to hearing from the man himself. Is this a big night for him, Gordon? Because a lot of the disappointment from the weekend centred around him, of course, because of the chances that he couldn't convert and the penalty that he missed as well. He stays in the team tonight. I don't think anyone is surprised by that. Is it a big night for him?
No. Okay. I think that, you know, a guy that's so far scored 25 goals, scored goals in Europe, scored important goals for Rangers. Yes, it's a usual conversation about he can't score against Celtic. And if you look back at the games that he's played against Celtic and the chances he's had, there's just something there that just he can't get the ball in the back of the net. But I think if he gets a couple of chances tonight, Gordon, I don't think he'll have any problems. He's a good player. He puts himself in the positions. He's the top striker. And he's a very important player on a night like this. So, no, I don't think he's got to be judged in a big night after Sunday. I think he's one of these guys, when you just look at him, he looks like a lad that he'll just go and shrug that off and go and try and score a next goal. And that is going to try and be tonight. And it's a vital one for
That's a big night for him. Because...
well, he's got 25 goals so far.
So I should just take I'm not saying he's going to be judged.
It's a big night because it's Sunday.
No, I didn't say that. You didn't let me finish. Okay. That's a big night for him. He's Rangers' top goal scorer. If it's not him that's scoring, who else is? So it is a big night. He constantly carries the can for Rangers. Defoe lightens the weight sometimes when he comes on, and it's the majority of his appearances are league games. But on nights like tonight, of course it's a big night for him, because he has to carry the responsibility. And I think that's what will disappoint Steven Gerrard, that Aribo doesn't really chip in with goals. Kent, odd flash of brilliance. You get one or two off the bench that will chip in, but he's the one who is constantly in the position, and if he's not doing it, then it's a worry for Rangers who else is chipping in.
You see where Mark's coming from? Certainly if you take Sunday, for instance, if you take that 90 minutes, Alfredo Morelos didn't do a great, well, on one hand,
never put the ball in the back of the net.
Exactly, but you know, there were no other attacking players looking like they were going to take the burden off him.
It's not. It's a big night for Rangers as a team. You can't just lay the burden all the time it's a big night for Morelos because Morelos is a guy that scores all the goals.
No one said though it was a big night for Morelos and only Morelos. But if it's a big night for Rangers and he's their main man and he's the one that scores all the goals, surely it's a big night for him as well.
Yeah, what I'm saying, Gordon, is it's not necessary a night that Morelos has to go out there and be top of his form. He's a good player. He'll get his sell any chances. He may miss a few chances tonight, but other players have got to step up to the mark as well. So yeah, at the end of the day, he's a young lad. I think he'll shrug the disappointment of Sunday. Every time it comes round to Celtic, certainly it will be in his head. Of course it will be, because you only really stamp your authority as a Rangers striker when you score against Celtic. Same as Celtic against Rangers. Simple as that. But I just think that he's one of these lads tonight. He'll go out, he'll play his game. If he plays well, he could end up scoring another goal, a vital goal.
I mean, you can't argue with what he's done in Europe this season. 13 goals, 13 European goals, and we're only midway through December. He might even get another couple of games to do so, or to add to it, if Rangers progress, I should say. Just looked up at the telly and saw Celtic. Craig is a Rangers fan. What do you make of that team tonight, Craig? Are you happy with it?
I'm happy enough. I kind of agreed with Gordon. I would have rather seen Shea Ojo in there personally. I think, you know, one that would freshen it up, but also he actually, you know, he has scored in Europe. I think Aribo for me hasn't really proved himself. You know, he's done okay domestically. I don't think in Europe he's by any means been a standout player. You know, when you look at the other players in the squad who have had impacts, whether that be, you know, not always positive, admittedly, you know, Tavernier has made a couple of mistakes, but when you look at players like Morelos and, you know, your Stephen Davises and your Ryan Jacks and things like that, and particularly with the midfield, he doesn't stand out at this point in time for me, Aribo. So I would have maybe changed it up a bit. It would have been nice to see Stewart as well get a chance, but I kind of understand where Gerrard's coming from because he's inexperienced.
Has Ojo done enough though, Craig? I bow to the knowledge of you guys who go and see Rangers all the time, and most of the feedback we get on here is that the Rangers fans don't think Ojo's quite doing enough yet either.
Well, to be fair to Shea Ojo, I think a lot of the Rangers fans are harsh on him. Yes, what I would say is certainly you're always looking for more for him, but I do actually, I think for me, he's not been given the same level of opportunity that Joe Aribo has been given. Aribo has played more games than Ojo. He's been given more opportunity. I think Ojo deserves a bit more time. We need to remember these obviously still relatively young players as well. But for me, I think he's just not been given the same amount of time that Aribo has. And I think as well with Morelos, I hope he shrugs Sunday off and just gets back to that form that he's had in Europe, because he's scored 13 goals and he's been brilliant. But he does, I think, at times, like on Sunday, I felt he was very selfish at times in Sunday. You know, there was a few opportunities, particularly the one at the end where if he squares it to Jermaine Defoe, there's a tap-in. So he's got to be better, have better awareness where that's concerned. That's my only real criticism in Morelos.
It's funny how at the beginning of the season when Aribo appeared at Ibrox, everyone was talking about he's different class. He's a fantastic football player. I agree with Craig. I've not seen him produce a lot, and I think that it's because of, only my opinion, it's all about opinions, I don't think he looks comfortable in that forward position, Gordon. The only reason I went with Ojo tonight was the fact that he has scored at Ibrox. He brings something different, a bit of pace. Now, he could have went with Greg Stewart. He could have went with Barker, who brought on the cup final. But I can understand that he's looked at Sunday and says to his players, do you know what? I was proud of what you gave me. I'm happy with what you gave me. I felt a bit unlucky we didn't get anything out of the game, so I'm going with yous again. I trust in yous. It's a bit of trust on yous, go and play. But I'm with Craig a little bit. Aribo, for me, does not do his best work in that forward position.
Just when you were mentioning Alfredo Morelos, Craig, I noticed some people in the aftermath of the Aberdeen game and then the cup final, something that's been levelled at him, and I don't know if it's fair or not, but is that maybe sometimes there's trying too hard. I don't know if that's such a thing. Is that something you maybe witnessed from Morelos at the weekend, and therefore could that continue into tonight?
Well, I think so, but you know, but I think the issue is for Morelos, he does try too hard, but sometimes he's trying too hard, then does verge into selfishness. You know, for me, the team has to, you know, has to come before him. You know, you look at even with the penalty on Sunday, and I hope he's not in penalties tonight. For me, you know, a lot of people are saying Tavernier should have stepped up and said, look, you know, as captain and take it. He should have. But by the same token, Morelos should have put the team first and said, look, I've not the best of days here in front of goal. I know that players don't do it, and I understand why. But he should have been smart enough to recognise it was a big opportunity. He's not had the greatest of games there. So he should have said, look, I'm not going to step up and take this penalty because it's not been my best day.
It's a difficult one that, Mark, though, isn't it? Because all top strikers have that selfishness yeah. about them. And if Steven Gerrard was quite clear after the game that Morelos was the designated penalty taker, so if you start then giving them up, that doesn't sound right.
I think if you tell him not to be selfish, then you probably take away a good few of his goals he scored this season. He's that prolific because he is selfish. I mean, Daz will know he played that position. Strikers are a different breed for the rest of the team. They've got that wee bit of selfishness in them. They want to be the star man. Morelos is no different. So, I mean, if there's a penalty tonight, I think he's got it. I wouldn't look good if he misses one penalty and he's taken right off them. You know, it shows then a lack of trust in him, a lack of trust in your main goal scorer. People can miss penalties, but to take him off the penalties right away, I think that would be
it's amazing that your centre forwards, you're usually your goal scorer, Gordon. I've known centre forwards throughout the years don't take penalties because they would rather just wait for something to happen.
Instinct, Mark, rather
than stand there and have to go and strike the ball. Now, I think what Craig's saying about I don't think there's any way Morelos could have gave up the penalty on Sunday, because even if he does on the day and thinks, I'm not having the best of games here, gives the penalty up, Tavernier misses it, and Steven Gerrard comes out after it and says, well, hold on a minute, we'd point it to Morelos to take the penalty. Everybody on this phone going, oh, it's ridiculous.
Celtic have conceded a second. Just as the passing stats come up, Celtic with much more passing or ball retention than Cluj, but that doesn't really matter because you have to do the right things with it, and the Romanians have done that. They're delighted. They've got a lot to play for tonight, and with 70 minutes on the clock, it goes Cluj 2 Celtic 0.
Yeah, I'd like to see again, Gordon, because obviously I was in mid-sentence there and I was
Mark's on.
By the way, it kind of comes, it starts out a wee bit Lee Griffiths kind of not getting his touch right. He was claiming he was fouled, but anyway, Cluj got up the other end. Great ball across the face. You know, Celtic defenders can't touch it at all because it would be turned into their own net. But then the cutback, there's no reaction from any Celtic defender. Easy cutback, Ayers nowhere near it. And it looks like that's game, set and match. But Celtic, it just shows the difference. Cluj have been decent going forward in the final third. I think Celtic's looked a wee bit off the pace in the final third.
Yeah, Cluj 2 Celtic 0, building up to kick off between Rangers and Young Boys as well. We're going to get a full time teaser question read out for these two. Get your pen and paper ready. The question is next.
Clyde 1 Super Scoreboard with Thompson's Road Accident Solicitors. The compensation you deserve when you've been sidelined. Talk to Thompson's.com.
Gordon DL and Mark Wilson are here. We're building up to kick off at Ibrox, just about 32 minutes away from the big one in Glasgow tonight. It's Cluj 2 Celtic 0. Celtic with that much changed team, and Karamoko Dembele has just come on for his European debut. So clearly not the result that Celtic want, but another box ticked in the sense, Gordon, of giving these youngsters a taste of this level.
Yeah, it's been a brilliant exercise for Celtic, Gordon. They'll be disappointed with the goals they've lost, but you know, when you can get young players a bit of experience, first team game, and also away from home and a European night, I think that's absolutely fantastic. Yeah, 2-0
and 90 minutes for Lee Griffiths, like I said. But Gordon says he wondered what Neil Lennon would go.
I don't know what you're saying 90 minutes for, because I can only see 75 and the clock just now.
Well,
so there's still 15 to go, Mark.
Well, they've used other subs, so unless it
have they
comes
used
to
my no, have they? Seriously.
Well, Bayo, Dembele and Ayer, unless they're allowed four at this level, but I'm not too sure. Maybe you're right. Maybe we've only seen 75 minutes.
Just decide, I've had enough.
You've walked into that one, DL.
The Dazzler.
He's not paying much attention.
He's done you there. That was like Mark Wilson in his prime down the line. Karamoko Dembele shoved over, but he wins the free kick. Right, we've got Jamie and Airdrie on the phone. Let me read out tonight's teaser before we go any further. It is a tricky one, I must admit, so get your thinking caps on. Dylan Patton sent it in. Thank you to Dylan for the question. He says, can you name 10 players with more than 55 English Premier League goals without ever scoring a hat-trick?
Without scoring a hat-trick?
So there are 10 players who have more than 55 English Premier League goals, but they've never scored a hat-trick.
I would reckon I'm going to go for one here right away.
Well, that would be good. Yeah, that's sort of how it works.
I'm going to go Ryan Giggs.
Brilliant, well done.
Great shout.
He's top of the tree. He's got 109 Premier League goals, but never a hat trick. Well done, Gordon. Not as daft as you look, I must say. On that Twitter picture we put up of the Christmas jumpers, I'm now seeing it back. I can see it. Yours looks extremely snug. Extremely tight. The words Coca-Cola are stretched around your man boobs quite drastically.
I've not got as pure power. I've got
the three polar bears are sheltering under your man boobs from the snow that's coming down from the top of your jumper. Oh, it looks great. And it's getting a mixed reception. On Twitter, I must say, because obviously you are the elder statesman. You've got the nice silver fox look.
Yeah,
I'm a bit baby faced, and Mark's somewhere in the middle. So Patrick Rowe says, three generations of a lovely family.
Yes.
And then All As Well says, trust DL to use this as a money making scheme. You see, Mushroom, if you'd played for Man City, you'd get a Coca-Cola sponsorship too.
Exactly. Instead
he's
no fire.
Right,
come on, give us.
No, hold on. Let's go to the phones. James is in Airdrie. What's your point tonight, James?
Good evening, panel.
Hello.
Hi, I'm just phoning up about the previous caller saying that he believes Shea Ojo should be playing tonight.
Mm-hmm.
He obviously doesn't go to Ibrox and watch Shea Ojo when he gets a start. Shea Ojo's worse than a man doing. The game in Ibrox is far too rough and far too fast. He looks totally lost. He doesn't want to get into the game. The Knights team is probably the strongest team Rangers could field, apart from Steve Davis should be playing instead of Joe Arrivo. But as far as Shea Ojo goes, I'm only glad he's on loan and he's not a full time player at Ibrox.
You sometimes hear, James, about how hard it can be to settle and deal with the expectations. Are you still giving him time to maybe win you over, or is he a lost cause as far as you're concerned?
He's a lost cause. I'm only glad that he's on loan. How Liverpool signed him in a 5-year deal, I don't know. They're obviously seeing something that we're not seeing. Because the games, when he gets a start, he's no interest. He's feared to put a tackle in. He shies out of tackles. He's a nightmare. And I'm only glad he's no starting tonight.
Well, listen, that's some harsh criticism from James. But if that's... I mean, he's not alone, actually. Colin sent a message in to say that he felt it was one of the worst signings for some time. So, I mean, I'm seeing quite a harsh approach from Rangers fans, guys who watch him more than I do. But I wonder if we're being a bit unfair.
Well, I said that a number of weeks ago, and I says it repeatedly about my... I always thought that he should probably give more. He's got the attributes, but he doesn't seem to get involved enough in games. He seems sometimes lost in the position that he sometimes looks like he doesn't understand how to get on the ball and how to affect games. And I'm the same as James. I'm not surprised he's not playing. Showed up okay. Was it Feyenoord? They scored the goal at home, and it was a good strike. But apart from that, I don't think he's really gave much. And that's why I was saying about probably all the wingers have not really stood out enough to grab the jersey and be the first name on the team sheet. But for me, I think he's well down the pecking order.
It's sort of stacked in Rangers' favour tonight, James, because there are a number of combinations of results which would see them progress. Is that enough to make you feel quite relaxed about it? Or are you one of these guys that's always nervous?
No, definitely. I'm confident because, as I say, that's our strongest possible team. Apart from, if Steve Davis was fit, I would play him and take Joe Arrivo off. But apart from that, I'm quite confident that we'll do them tonight.
Yeah. Is there a specific reaction or anything you're looking for from Sunday, or does that not really come into it?
I've got to take positives through Sunday. I don't think there's any negatives. Apart from we never scored a goal, we've done everything else perfect on Sunday, to be honest with you. I don't think we've got to be ashamed of anything with what happened on Sunday. I know it's goals that win games, but we need Stonewall chances to beat Celtic, let's be honest.
Yeah, a bit of a hypothetical that the guys were talking about earlier, it just kind of came up in conversation. Out of curiosity, James, if Rangers get a penalty, who takes it?
I've got to keep sticking with Morelos, isn't it? Go to, definitely. I'd be embarrassed if they get back to Tavernier after just missing one penalty.
Is that what you two both say that?
See if Tavernier does take that penalty, I think it then goes the suggestions. I've heard it through the week that Tavernier gave the penalty up for Morelos, and I think that would fuel that argument again. If Tavernier puts the ball on the spot and takes it, it then goes, well, did he bottle it on cup final day?
But does it really though, or do these things just change over a few days? Gerrard couldn't have been clearer. He said that Morelos was the penalty taker on Sunday.
Doesn't change within a few days. I wouldn't change back to a guy who's missed a few, then just for cup final duties, Morelos is on it. But then because he misses Tavernier, it doesn't change like that. That's why I think it's Morelos. I think it'll stick that way. And I think because he's missed one, doesn't mean that he should just be taken off them right away for the very next game.
Okay, thank you very much. That was James, a Rangers fan from Airdrie. Not too happy with Shea Ojo at the moment, but more than happy that Rangers will get the job done tonight. We're 25 minutes away from kickoff. We will try and go back to Ibrox before that. In Romania, still Cluj 2, Celtic 0. Karamoko Dembele has come on. He's had a couple of touches, nothing worth writing home about, really.
He just got absolutely barged off the ball there beyond belief, and shown his, probably what everyone says, is he going to be physical enough? He's small. It was a fair tackle, but just the strength of Cluj. By the way, you could say that all through the Celtic side. They've looked like, you know, they've not looked the strongest. This Cluj side are physical, and they've certainly showed that. That's why they're 2-0 up at the moment.
Yeah, straight ball just went up to him in the air, Gordon, and he had the Cluj centre half for company. It was a complete mismatch, but that's not where you want him to try and operate.
No, you want him on the ball. You want him to show his ability, get as many touches as he possibly can. He'll be loving it, Gordon. It's a great experience for him. No pressure whatsoever. And I'm delighted he's getting his opportunity.
Yeah, it just makes you feel a bit inadequate. Try to think what I was doing at 16. Certainly wasn't playing in the Europa League, that's for sure. Probably don't want to know, actually.
Yeah, I can't remember what I was doing.
You can't remember what 46. You were doing this morning.
Exactly. Exactly 16.
I'm just going to check and make sure you see if you're getting any other positive feedback on your Christmas jumper. Actually, Claire Mackay, she's sent Gordon DL equals and then the muscle emoji. So she doesn't better. Think you're overweight. She thinks that you've been working out. That's
Gordon, let me say, and Mark will tell you.
You do work hard.
I'm doing a lot of heavy stuff now, and I'm looking fantastic. That is poor, Mark. That is poor. Don't run into me. Tell you what, you'll be lying down there for the next 5 minutes. And let me say, that isn't my jumper, is it, really?
Oh, well, you brought it in.
With my Coca-Cola Cup final one.
I'm amazed you've not made that connection before now. Is it only just came to you?
Yeah, just when you said it, exactly.
Right, let's have a look at tonight's teaser. By the way, if you want to hear your question on the show in the future, the address you need is fulltime@clyde1.com. fulltime@clyde1.com. That's the address Dylan sent this one to. Dylan says, can you name 10 players with more than 55 English Premier League goals but never scored a hat-trick? You've got Ryan Giggs so far.
Is David Beckham one?
He is, well done.
Good shout, that again.
62 Premier League goals and never a hat-trick.
I'm just going on to Manchester United. Yeah.
Did Chris Sutton score a
hat trick? Not one.
No. Big John Hartson.
Oh, you've just gone down the Celtic route.
Is he on there?
No.
Were you listening?
No.
John Hartson? No. No.
55.
Matt Letizia.
Oh, no, he scored a hat trick.
No.
He scored 3 penalties in the one game.
Did he?
No, I just made it up. That sounded good.
Hey, what other Man United players you got?
Exactly.
The midfielders.
Roy Keane.
Roy Keane. He's never scored a hat-trick, has he?
He scored 2.
He's not got more than 55 English Premier League goals, or he's not scored a hat-trick. I don't know which it is, but he's not in the
list. Paul Scholes has scored a hat-trick, surely.
He's not in the list.
Quite difficult, this.
Liverpool.
Tim Cahill.
Oh, what a shout that is. Tim Cahill, 56 as well.
One.
He's only in it by one. Yeah. He's got 56.
55 headers. Right, who else? Other Everton ones.
Any more?
I've no idea.
No.
Yeah, give us a minute. Give us a minute.
Tim Cahill, David Beckham, Ryan Giggs.
Nah, I'm stuck.
55. Come on, we'll get this, no problem.
Any other? Dennis Bergkamp?
Nope. He must have a hat trick, surely.
Who, Bergkamp?
Ren 2, Lazio 0. So combined with Cluj 2, Celtic 0. That means Celtic go through as group winners, and they will be joined as runners up by Cluj. So there we go. They can't separate these two. They've been together since the Champions League into the groups, and now both through. Vieira, no. Terrible effort from you. I mean, it is quite a tough question.
Yeah, because it's spanning a lot of years.
Mm-hmm.
Liverpool. There must be some.
Liverpool. Steven Gerrard. No, he must have scored a hat trick. Yeah.
McManaman.
No.
Sweet brother, McMahon.
I mean, clearly you're looking for guys that have maybe played there for a while and done okay in particular seasons, but none of your out and out scorers really, because they're bound to have hat tricks, aren't they? See what I mean? You know, the top marksmen are going to have had hat tricks at some point.
Yeah.
So it's maybe midfielders or guys that.
Wingers, yeah. Stuff like that.
All right. I'll give you some thinking time. The build up will continue to Ibrox, and we'll get a full time story from Romania next.
Clyde One Super Scoreboard with Thompson's Personal Injury Solicitors, the league leader for compensation. Talk to Thompson's.com. Rangers and Celtic in Europe on Clyde One with Ladbrokes.com. Bet and play and pull a result out of the bag. Please gamble responsibly.
Into time added on in Romania, still Cluj 2, Celtic 0. So it looks like that will be the final scoreline. We're inside the last minute or so of that one. Still time to build up to the game at Ibrox. So if you're on your way there, why not give us a shout and let us know. Well, you should probably be in and around the stadium by now, I should say. But if you're hanging around or you're watching at home, why not give us a call and let us know how you see it going tonight. What about this teaser? We're looking for 10 players with more than 55 English Premier League goals, but never a hat-trick. You've got Ryan Giggs, David Beckham, Tim Cahill.
We got a few in the break. Come on, Matt.
You think you did, I mean.
Kevin Davis.
Yes, he's got 88 goals in the English Premier League, but never a hat-trick.
Yep.
Bellamy.
Yep, 81.
We've got Niall Quinn.
Brilliant. Yeah, I'll be honest, I gave you a little bit of a clue for Niall Quinn. All I said was that he was a good striker, but it was his wee mate that scored most of the goals because he helped him. And you just straight away said Niall Quinn, yeah. So well done. And I also told you, transparency is important here. The guys were toiling and I said one of them played up here.
Mm-hmm.
And you came up with
Paolo Di Canio.
Paolo Di Canio, well done. So you've got 7 down, 3 to go, and the full time whistle has gone in Romania. Let's get the story of it with Alison Conroy.
Full time in Romania, Cluj 2, Celtic 0. Celtic's last Europa League group match ends in defeat, but they were of course already group winners and through to that last 32 draw. It was a fairly uneventful first half, and then Cluj took the lead just after the break. Burka heading in from the corner kick. Craig Gordon then denied Diak before Ncham's low shot was easily saved at the other end. It was then 2-0 in the 70th minute. Djokovic doubling the lead from Diak's cutback. And then Craig Gordon denied Diak again for a third. So it did finish 2-0 in Cluj. The positives for Celtic, it was a debut for Scott Robertson. It was a European debut for Karamoko Dembele, and rear start for both Lee Griffiths and Scott Sinclair. Full time in Romania, Cluj 2, Celtic 0.
Gordon Dalziel and Mark Wilson, can Celtic take positives from tonight?
Yeah, they got a lot out of the game, Gordon. I think they'll be disappointed with the goals that they lost. But they made a lot of changes. They got guys with, like Mark says, Lee Griffiths, 90 minutes under his belt. Sinclair got the game. They played a couple of the young boys, got them a bit of experience. That was a luxury that Neil Lennon had tonight at his disposal, because obviously they qualified and won the group. So yeah, I think you'll take a lot of positives.
And overall, Mark, that's the group finished, Celtic winning the group. I mean, something that I don't think many people predicted. That's why they were in the position tonight to make changes. So it clearly wasn't a great performance tonight. It was a poor result as well. But over the piece, I mean, you're clearly going to be nothing short of delighted with the campaign.
Yeah, I think it's been a great campaign for Celtic. Some big wins in there, some big performances, especially away in Lazio. I think a lot of Celtic supporters will remember that for a long time. Tonight was a great position to be in. I don't think there was much expectation tonight for Celtic to go and win. And I probably mean Neil Lennon that Celtic negotiated the first half fine, But very quickly in the second half, they looked like a team who haven't played a lot of football. I think that was apparent. And you're coming up against a side who needed to win tonight, who needed to go for it. So I don't think anybody expected any other outcome. Good to see Griffiths 90 minutes, Dembele, Robertson. Those were the positives.
Especially Robertson, Gordon. He played a lot more of the game than Dembele did. We didn't see much of Dembele towards the end, but Robertson, Celtic fans,
yeah, looked very
looking forward to seeing more of him.
You know, you don't look at a young lad that looks out his depth, Gordon. He looked very comfortable in there. Bit of experience under his belt, playing along with first team players, especially guys of the quality of Ncham, who was captain tonight, am I right in saying that? So he'll get a bit of experience out of that, learn a bit about the game, and he'll take that on board and look forward to more of these opportunities. But I've got to say, I was quite impressed with him.
Are there any guys that maybe didn't take their chance to force their way into Neil Lennon's thinking, Mark? Because guys like Dembele, Robertson, they're there for the experience, and Griffiths is there to get game time. We don't really expect them to be, you know, knocking on the door of the starting 11. But guys like Bauer, Ball and Golly, these are guys that do consider themselves to be there or thereabouts. Did anyone do their case harm?
I thought Ball and Golly looked a wee bit off at Bauer. I thought, especially second half, poor in the ball.
I suppose Ball and Golly's been injured as well,
hasn't
he?
Yeah, so he looked short of fitness. I mean, Scott Sinclair, there's been a lot of people on here saying Scott Sinclair should be either in the starting lineup or a substitute. At least I'm one who thinks he's good enough for the bench, but tonight I don't think he had a particularly good game. Looks like a guy who's been frozen out, if that makes sense. And Lee Griffiths, I know it was good for him getting 90 minutes, but it shows you tonight, I think, why he wasn't on the bench at Hampden on Sunday. He looked a good bit off it, and Celtic need to get him back up to speed, because there's no doubt they need someone to help Edward.
Anthony McHugh has been in touch on Twitter. He's replying to the picture of us in the Christmas jumpers. He says, Gordon looks like a crazy uncle who squeezed into your kid's Christmas jumper just for a laugh.
My 40 shoots are finished now.
He'll be devastated with that as well. Yeah, because you're so vain with the fake tan and
the fake tan.
Scotty tweeted in and said, Celtic definitely made Cluj look decent. No Celtic player impressed. No pride, no heart, and dodgy performances. Gordon, Ball and Golly, Bauer, Sinclair, Bio, Griffiths, all disappointing. A few mentions shouldn't play ever again.
Wow.
Says Scotty.
Yeah,
I think that's strong. Harsh assessment.
Scotty's not messing about tonight, is he?
Craig Gordon did much wrong, did he?
Nah, he made a few saves. I mean, that obviously everybody wants to win every game we play, but tonight I think people could accept it for what it was.
However, there's plenty to play for at Ibrox. Let's go back there and speak to Andrew McLean as we build up to kick-off.
Yeah, just waiting on the teams to come out the tunnel now. Ibrox filling up nicely for this crucial game tonight, and there's a hefty travelling support in the corner as well. Steven Gerrard happy with many aspects of their performance against Celtic on Sunday, and that shows in the lineup. Just one change from the team that lost to Celtic in the League Cup final, and that's a forced one as well. Philip Hellander drops out with a foot injury, and Nikola Katic comes in. So it's Alan McGregor who starts in goal, a back four of James Tavernier, Connor Goldson, Nikola Katic and Borna Barisic. The midfield three, Scott Arfield, Ryan Jack and Glenn Kamara, with Joe Aribo and Ryan Kent supporting Alfredo Morelos. The substitutes, Fodringham, Flanagan, Halliday, Barker, Ojo, Stewart and Defoe. I'll run you through the permutations again as well. And on paper, it does look very promising for Rangers. If they win tonight, they're guaranteed top spot in their group. A draw also sends them into the last 32, and they can even do it if they lose, and that's as long as Porto don't beat Feyenoord in Portugal tonight. Young Boys, the only team to beat Rangers so far in the competition this season, as both teams make their way out the tunnel. Rangers haven't made it to the knockout stages of European competition since 2011, and this is a massive chance to put Sunday's disappointment behind them and show some real progress. Kick-off not far away at Ibrox now.
So there we are, it is stacked in Rangers' favour. They've got themselves in a good position already. Can they get over the line tonight? That's the question.
For me, I think they can go.
They win the game?
Yeah, I think they can go and win the game. I think especially at home and in the importance of the game. He's went with mostly the same team as Sunday, showing a lot of confidence in his players. I think that will tell tonight. And I think they'll go over the line. I think they'll win the game. I'm going to go by two goals.
I have to agree. I think Rangers will get the job done. I don't think there'll be any problem with the intensity. I think the crowd will help them through that as well. I think they'll get through with a solitary goal. I'll go for 1-0, and I think it'll be their main man, Morelos, that will score that.
What about this for some feedback on the Christmas jumper picture? Susan Finlay says the mushroom is hot stuff. But then I realised he's got a fire in the front of his jumper, and that's why.
Belly.
I thought it was a compliment, it's just the fire.
And let me say, it's a big fire.
Right, quickly then, a couple more on the teaser. You've got three to get. Looking for the 10 players with 55 or more English Premier League goals, but never a hat-trick. You've got Ryan Giggs, Kevin Davis, Craig Bellamy, Paolo Di Canio, David Beckham, Niall Quinn and Tim Cahill. Just three to go.
Wee Boya.
Yes.
No way.
Nah, somebody's texted
you
that.
I swear. He's on my list.
How did you get that?
He's on my list. That's a great shout. Wow.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, well done. Lee Boyer, two to go.
Harry Kewell.
Oh, somebody's definitely texted
you
that.
He's on my list as well.
I only read that because he played with Leeds. That's Harry Kewell.
Yes, he is.
Right. Oh.
Nah, you can that.
I've gotten that.
Gordon.
Dirk Coit. No.
Nope.
Nah.
Nah, well,
that's unbelievable.
I only went with Harry Kewell because he...
Great thing about the last one is I can kind of give you those last two, but see if you get this, I know you're at it.
Right, go on. What teams do you play for?
Charlton. You might get it now that I've given you the clue.
No. Mark Bright.
No.
Charlton. Oh. Nah, give us the initials.
Initials?
Yeah.
G-E.
Jason Yule.
Jason Yule.
No
well
way.
Done.
No way.
Got there in the end. Right, thank you to Mark Wilson and Gordon Dalziel. That brings to an end Celtic's group stage campaign in the Europa League. We're going to watch with interest. Hopefully Rangers can join them in the last 32. We'll be back tomorrow to look back on it all. I'll be here at 6 o'clock in the company of Alex Ray and of course Mr. Hugh Keevans. But in the meantime, you'd be as well staying right there because Callum Gallagher is up next.
Super Scoreboard with Thompson's Personal Injury Solicitors. The form team for compensation for more than 40 years. Talk to Thompson's.com.
Columbus has trusted Atlas Butler for heating and cooling since 1921. They didn't start out doing plumbing because home plumbing wasn't really a thing yet. Yeah, they've been around a while.
Call 1-800-FURNACE.
Atlas Butler has convenient 2-hour service windows for heating, cooling, and plumbing service because nobody likes waiting around. You listening, BMB? Nobody likes waiting around.
Call 1-800-FURNACE.